Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and in this next half-hour segment, we're going to be talking about the Y2K computer problem, or the millennium bug, as some have termed it. I've been asked a great deal about what I thought was going to happen, and I've generally indicated that I'm really not sure, and I'll reiterate that once again. I'm not a computer expert, and I'm really not in a position to critically evaluate the widely divergent opinions that I've heard. My broadcast is based in the Silicon Valley, and I've consulted a number of different people. Some have said they didn't think it was going to be too bad. Some say they thought it was going to be absolutely disastrous. Most said they thought there were going to be a number of serious problems, particularly in foreign countries. But they didn't think it was going to be the complete disaster that some have forecast. A couple of articles that appeared in the mainstream press recently would seem to reinforce the notion that this is going to be a serious problem. How serious exactly remains to be seen. The San Jose Mercury business section of Wednesday, February 24th of 1999, had the following article by Robert A. Rankin of the Mercury News Washington Bureau. It's Dateline Washington, headlined, U.S. at risk, unquote, from Y2K. The subtitle, Senate report, everyone will be affected in some way. A special Senate committee, after almost a year of systematic study, warns in a report to be released within days that all segments of the U.S. economy, from hospitals to electric power plants, remain, quote, at risk, unquote, from the year 2000 computer problem that looms less than 1 year away. The study, a draft was obtained by the Mercury News Washington Bureau, concludes that while both government and businesses have worked hard to correct the Y2K problem, their efforts began late, remain insufficient, and consequently some incalculable level of economic disruption is inevitable. Make no mistake, the Senate panel's co-chairman warned in a letter to their colleagues at the report's front, this problem will affect us all individually and collectively in very profound ways. It will indeed impact individual businesses and the global economy. In some cases, lives could even be at stake, unquote. The authors of the carefully low-key report take care to avoid either undue alarm or unfounded optimism. For example, they conclude that while local electricity blackouts are likely, a national breakdown is not. The study notes that small to mid-sized businesses have yet to make Y2K repairs, and many of America's trade partners are far behind in taking corrective steps, posing risks of worldwide ripple effects. Banks and other financial service firms are well prepared, the Senate panel finds. Social Security checks should not face interruption, and air traffic control should be able to avoid major disruptions to air travel, although some, quote, flight rationing, unquote, may be necessary. Again, quoting, the committee has no data to suggest that the United States will experience nationwide social or economic collapse, unquote, the Senate co-chairman wrote. Again, quoting, but we believe that disruptions will occur that in some cases will be significant. The international situation will be more disturbing. Those who suggest that it'll be nothing more than a bump in the road, unquote, are simply misinformed, unquote. Chairman Senator Robert F. Bennett, Republican of Utah, and Vice Chairman Senator Christopher J. Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, have led their special Senate Select Committee through 9 hearings since last April, examining the state of Y2K preparedness in 7 critical U.S. industries. They intend to trumpet their findings in Senate floor speeches, possibly as soon as Thursday, in an effort to rouse awareness to what they call, quote, one of the most serious and potentially devastating events this nation has ever encountered, the year 2000 computer program. It deserves our top priority. Skipping down, Americans should be prepared, the Senate report says. Quote, consumers are urged to keep copies of financial statements. Stockpiling a small amount of extra food and water in the event of temporary shortages may also be advisable, unquote, although extremes should be avoided, the report says. Again, the exact seriousness of the Y2K problem remains to be determined. And not being a computer expert, I'm not in a position to say definitively how bad it's going to be, but I certainly think that it is something people should be prepared for. Something that is even more disturbing is the way in which the Y2K problem could be exploited by anyone seeking to exploit it, whether domestic or foreign terrorists, conceivably agent provocateur of some stripe or another, the way in which fascist extremists might be exploiting the Y2K problem in terms of active terrorism, or certainly in terms of ideological alarm and recruiting, is the focus of an article that was mailed to me by a listener. This particular article comes from the intelligence report of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and this is issue 92 from the fall of 1998. And this particular article, let's see if there's an author credit. No, there isn't. This author was obviously authored by the staff of the Southern Poverty Law Center Intelligence Report. Again, this is issue 92 from the fall of 1998, researched and mailed to me by a listener. This article is called Millennium Y2 Chaos, K-A-O-S, subtitled Fears of Computer Bug Fueling Far Right. The article reads, "Prepare for war. It's coming." With those words, hardline racist preacher James Wickstrom warned an August gathering of extremists in Pennsylvania of the end times battle he expects in the year 2000, a battle he believes will be set off by the so-called Y2K computer bug. By the way, in RFA 10, we talked about James Wickstrom. James Wickstrom, a longtime member of, or a longtime adherent of the identity racist Christianity philosophy, was discussed in RFA number 10. He previously, as a soldier in the ranks of American fascism, had worked for William Dudley Pelley's Silver Shirts. That was a 1930s and early 40s American fascist organization that actively collaborated with German intelligence, and Pelley was involved in an abortive coup attempt in the United States in collaboration with German intelligence in 1939. So James Wickstrom's fascist credentials go all the way back to the World War II period. And Dudley Pelley's Silver Shirt organization, also discussed in RFA 10, collaborated with German intelligence. Back to Wickstrom's observations. Across the right wing, across the extreme right spectrum, such fears of a societal breakdown sparked by computer date change problems have set activists afire. While Wickstrom's prophecies may be the most explosive, similar millennial fears are dominating the headlines of the radical press. The airwaves are reverberating with warnings to head for the hills and hunker down for possible riots and race war. The internet is replete with similarly dire scenarios. When the crash comes, Wickstrom enjoins some 30 followers, quote, "Get out of the way for a while, and then go hunting, O Israel," unquote. Like the biblical figure of David, godly whites must, quote, "fill our shoes with the blood of our enemies and walk in them," unquote. Wickstrom lives, he said, again quoting, "for the day I can walk down the road and see heads on the fence posts," unquote. If the race war scenario such men envision is a fantasy, the computer problem they believe will set it off is not. Authorities ranging from President Clinton to leaders of industry around the world believe that Y2K, which is short for Year 2000, unquote, could lead to major social and economic snarls, even a worldwide depression. The problem originated with early computer programmers who abbreviated date references to two digits, as in 98 for 1998, in order to save then precious bytes of computer memory. At the turn of the century, experts say, many computers could crash or spew nonsensical data as they confuse 00 for 1900. While predictions vary hugely, many officials and experts believe there could be serious problems in banking, food supplies, air traffic control, nuclear and electrical power, defense, and any number of other sectors. Many fear a recession, and there are those who forecast even worse. Regardless of the actual result, and many experts see the headline-making Y2K story as a tempest in a teacup, there is no question that a large number of extremists have pegged the year 2000 as a critical date. For many, it will be the time when Christian patriots, the children of light, unquote, must do battle with the satanic, quote, forces of darkness, unquote. Others believe one-world conspirators, unquote, will attack American patriots on that date. This has not been lost on those who battle right-wing terror. Early next year, the FBI will launch a nationwide assessment of the threat of domestic terrorism on and around January 1st, 2000. Quote, "I worry that every day something could happen somewhere," unquote, Robert Blitzer, head of the FBI's Domestic Terrorism Unit, told the Los Angeles Times recently. Also see an interview on page 8. That's an interview with Blitzer. Quote, "The odds are that something will happen," unquote. Hardline revolutionaries like Wickstrom are not the only ones to tie apocalyptic visions to the Y2K problem. Pat Robertson's relatively mainstream Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, for instance, offers news stories describing the computer bug and its possible ramifications, such as the, quote, year 2000, a date with disaster, and countdown to chaos, prophecy for 2000. Robertson markets a CBN video, Preparing for the Millennium, a CBN News special report, unquote, that includes a synopsis of the Y2K computer crisis with his futuristic novel, The End of an Age, which describes a, quote, possible scenario of a future biblical Armageddon, unquote, triggered by a meteor's crash. The audience for such ideas is not even limited to evangelical Christians. A large number of new religious books have crossed over strongly into the secular market. Left Behind, a recent series of four apocalyptic novels co-authored by an evangelical Christian minister and a former journalist, has sold almost 3 million copies. The series made, quote, publishing history in September when all four of the books ascended to the top four slots on Publishers Weekly's magazine's list of bestsellers, unquote, according to a report in the New York Times. The book's authors say every major prophecy of the biblical book of Revelations has been fulfilled, and they expect the Y2K bug could set off the crisis. Quote, it could very well trigger a financial meltdown, unquote, co-author Tim LaHaye writes on his publisher's website, which attracts 80,000 electronic visits a day, quote, leading to an international depression, which would make it possible for the Antichrist or his emissaries to establish a one-world currency or a one-world economic system, which will dominate the world commercially until it is destroyed, unquote. The series has spun off a companion children's book series, a music CD, T-shirts, and caps. More books and a movie also were in the works, the Times reported. And now, Tennessee Trade Magazine publisher Tim Wilson has launched a new periodical, Y2K News Magazine, that includes tips on defending property from would-be attackers. Reaction to the Y2K problem on the extreme fringes of the right has varied widely, usually depending on the religious or ideological bent of each group. Probably the most consistent theme has been a survivalist one, with ideologues warning that people must prepare for the worst. And entrepreneurs around the country have leaped to take advantage of these fears, offering for sale everything from dried foods to underground bunkers. At the Preparedness Expo 98, held in Atlanta last June, for instance, at least a dozen speakers offered bleak assessments of the coming crisis. For those who took the bait, there was a plethora of products available, water purifiers, hundreds of types of storable foods from enzyme-rich vegetable juice extracts, unquote, to gourmet, unquote, dehydrated fruits, seeds, herbal medicines, cozy cruiser trailers, and all manner of books on survival skills. Such merchants aren't the only ones pandering to millennial fear. In Idaho, so-called patriot James Bo Greitz hawks remote land, lots of land, which he describes as, quote, an ark in the time of Noah, unquote, along with a huge range of survivalist products and training. In Montana, militia of Montana leader John Trockman has a catalog of Holocaust survival items. In states around the country, far-right investment counselors, unquote, sell strategies to protect one's money as civilization collapses. And on the Internet, two self-described Christian patriots, signing themselves Michael Johnson and Paul Bias, BYUS, offer foolproof gold certificates to a mining claim in Oregon. Foolproof is in quotes, as I think it probably should be. Quote, we also have set up schools to cover kindergarten, first through 12th grades, adult school, community college, four-year college, university, and even the medical school I told you about 6 months ago, unquote, one of the Internet salesmen claims. Quote, bring your kids and entire family to participate in our secure, decentralized patriot community, unquote. Other reactions on the extreme right run the gamut from seeing the crisis as an opportunity for global conspirators to seize dictatorial powers, to viewing it as an opening for revolution, or a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Recent examples, The New American, an organ of the ultra-conservative John Birch Society, speculates that the Y2K bug could be America's Reichstag fire, a reference to the 1933 arson attack on Germany's parliament building that was used by Hitler as an excuse to enact police state laws. Quote, could the millennium bug provide an ambitious president with an opportunity to seize dictatorial powers, the magazine asks? Again quoting, such a notion seems plausible, unquote. Norm Olson, a Michigan militia leader, is busy doing Wolfpack, unquote, training for the apocalypse, reports Media Bypass, a magazine popular among patriots. Quote, survival is the key. As with most other people, we will rely on our self-supporting covenant community, unquote, said Olson, who believes constitutional rights probably will be suspended before the real crisis hits. Again quoting, it will be the worst time for humanity since the Noahic flood, unquote. In his anti-shyster magazine, Patriot editor Alfred Adask, A-D-A-S-K, speaks of entire cities running out of food and of the possibility of, quote, millions of American fatalities, unquote. If the Y2K information I've seen is accurate, we are facing a problem of biblical proportions, he says, again quoting, potentially, Y2K is a dagger pointed at the heart of Western civilization. Bo Greitz's Center for Action newsletter, describing Y2K as a, quote, pandemic electronic virus more deadly than AIDS, unquote, predicts worldwide chaos, and then goes on to offer lots for sale at Greitz's Almost Heaven community, again quoting, if Y2K has the predicted effect, we can expect to see out of the ashes of decimated fiat systems and economic chaos the rise of a money messiah who will offer a miraculous fix to a bleeding, begging world, Greitz adds. He also predicts imposition of a worldwide electronic currency, unquote. Writing in the Jubilee, the leading periodical of the racist and anti-Semitic Christian identity religion, correspondent Chris Temple says that, quote, the net result of the year 2000 problem, as I have described it, will be positive. Internationalism and capitalism will be dealt severe blows. Efforts to recapture local control will spread, unquote. In his Patriot Report, identity proselytizer George Eaton concludes, again quoting, we need to act as if our lives depend upon our decisions, because they do. What can we do? Continue to work and save up money for survival items. A person can never be overprepared, unquote. In a July internet posting on a Klan news page, a contributor described as a computer programmer demands that the federal government, quote, surrender, unquote, in return for programmers' assistance in fixing the Y2K bug. The posting speaks of, quote, the thousands, probably millions joining us in our rural retreats. We've got the Bibles, the beans, the bandages, the bullets, and the brains. You will reap what you have sown, spelled S-E-W-N. Some cities will indeed end in flames. Flames that will light a path to our posterity's freedom. Interestingly, one of the most salient commentators on the Y2K problem, a man often quoted in the mainstream press, has been Gary North. By the way, I've been asked a lot of questions, both at speaking engagements and on the air, about Gary North. I did not know anything about him, still know very little about him, but I will present what is alleged here about Gary North for what it's worth. He would appear to be basically a right-wing ideologue, but I have no first-hand familiarity with him. Interestingly, one of the most salient commentators on the Y2K problem, a man often quoted in the mainstream press, has been Gary North. North is a hardline opponent of abortion and a theocratic thinker who advocates imposing biblical law on the United States. In his books, he has written of the possibility of a, quote, politically and military, of a, quote, political and military confrontation, again quoting, in the philosophical war against political pluralism, unquote. Although he is widely described as a Y2K, quote, expert, unquote, he is also something of a professional doomsayer. In 1986, long before the Y2K problem came to public attention, North co-authored a book on how to survive nuclear Armageddon. Called Fighting Chance, 10 Feet to Survival, it features a shovel for digging fallout shelters on its cover. North's huge Y2K website has made him into a guru to many extremists. The neo-Nazi Aryan Nations is one of many groups that link their websites to that of North. Quote, these are people who are super sensitive to anything that suggests the collapse of social institutions, unquote, Michael Barkun, a Syracuse University expert on millennialism, says of Y2K fearmongers. That's B-A-R-K-U-N. Again, quoting, since nuclear war really is no longer out there as a terribly likely way for civilization to end, they've got to find something else. Y2K is convenient, unquote. Skipping down in the article, James Wickstrom may best illustrate that potential. At the meeting he co-hosted with identity leader August Kreis, K-R-E-I-S, in Ulysses, Pennsylvania, He warned his audience, several clad in Aryan Nations uniforms, that authorities would use the crisis to confiscate weapons, conduct forced marches of Americans into concentration camps, and eliminate private medical facilities. Already, he warned, national food reserves have been deliberately reduced from 230 million to 2 million tons. Two-thirds of godly white racists, he predicted, will die in the war that comes in 2000. The enemy, said Wickstrom, must be, quote, exterminated, unquote. He must be, quote, shot, unquote. He must be, quote, hanged, unquote. The battle is upon us, Wickstrom bellowed, again quoting, battle, unquote. Again, I would point out that it certainly appears that the Y2K problem is going to be serious. Exactly how serious remains to be seen, but it certainly is something that could be exploited either ideologically or physically by any one of a number of elements, and certainly elements in the fascist community and far-right communities would appear to be poised to a certain extent, or actually from an ideological standpoint, exploiting the Y2K problem. I would also note that agent provocateur of any one of a number of stripes could also exploit it. So could foreign terrorists, or any one of a number of elements falsely misrepresenting themselves as one of those others. I think the Y2K problem will certainly offer, in addition to being serious to an extent that has yet to be determined, the Y2K problem is something that could be readily exploited by anyone, as I said, who wants to toss a cinder block into the bathtub. Another estimate about Y2K comes from the Central Intelligence Agency. This article is an AP story carried in the San Francisco Chronicle of Thursday, February 25th of 1999. It's headlined by the Chronicle, CIA predicts Y2K problems for Russia, China, and the Mideast. Russian missiles, Chinese power systems, and Mideast oil shipments could all break down next year, because many countries are failing to adequately deal with the year 2000 computer problem, the CIA told Congress yesterday. Air Force General John Gordon, CIA Deputy Director, told a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that Russia appears particularly vulnerable, raising concerns about the safety of its missiles, nuclear plants, and gas pipelines. Quote, "We do not see a problem in terms of Russian or Chinese missiles automatically being launched," unquote, "because of Y2K-related problems. But computer glitches could cause local accidents if temperature or humidity monitors malfunction," Gordon warned. "Or Russian missile early warning systems might put out incorrect information about foreign missile launches." He said the Pentagon has been consulting with the Russians on how to address the problem. Separately, a special Senate committee on the Y2K problem was finishing a draft of a report that concludes that the United States, while well ahead of most of the rest of the world in fixing computers, is likely to experience some disruptions in healthcare, electric power, and food distribution. We've already heard about this particular report. Skipping down, there are some who, quote, "paint a picture of the collapse of society where roving bands of marauders travel the countryside looting supplies," unquote, Senator James Inhofe, I-N-H-O-F-E, Republican of Oklahoma, said at the Senate hearing. Inhofe, and I'm not sure if that's a correct pronunciation, said he does not think that likely, although, quote, "I am sure that we will experience some disruptions in our daily lives," unquote. Gordon said a major concern is a midwinter power outage that could have, quote, "major humanitarian consequences," unquote, for such countries as Russia and the Ukraine. China, he said, is belatedly addressing the problem, but with limited time remaining, it, quote, "will probably experience failures in key sectors such as telecommunications, electric power, and banking," unquote. Gordon said oil supplies are also a question mark, because world ports and ocean shipping are among the sectors that have done the least to prepare for the Y2K problem. And if oil supplies are a problem, get ready for an oil shortage. And that also is something that the oil companies could exploit. I would refer interested listeners not only to the remarkable and vitally important recent book, The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus and Mark Ahrens, an unfortunately titled book, because it's really not about, quote, Jews, unquote. I think a lot of people have shied away from it for that reason. What it's really about is the interrelationship between the petroleum industry, international fascism, and the intelligence community. And one of the disclosures in that book, coming from veteran intelligence operatives with firsthand information, is that the oil crisis and the oil shortage of 1979 was deliberately manufactured to win a price increase for the petroleum industry and to destabilize Jimmy Carter, who had come out in favor of conservation of energy supplies instead of massive exploitation of same. The articles that we've been reading, first of all, that last article was from the San Francisco Chronicle, 225-99. You heard an article from the Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report, issue number 92 from the fall of 1998. That was mailed to me by a member of the listening audience. And the article before that was from the San Jose Mercury News of Wednesday, February 24th of 1999. All of the various programs that I've produced over the years are available from a tape duplication service called Spitfire. That's one word, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E. They can be reached at P.O. Box 1179. That's P.O. Box 1179. That's in Ben Lomond, California, zip code 95005. Once again, that mailing address, Spitfire, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, zip code 95005. There's also an email address, spitfire@ix.netcom.com. That's spitfire@ix.netcom.com. There is a list of and description of the various programs available from Spitfire on the Spitfire webpage. You can dial that up at www2.netcom.com/ALCALAME. That address again, www2.netcom.com/ALCALAME. Some people have been dialing that up, www.2. That's not the correct address. The address again is www.netcom.com/ALCALAME. There's also a partial list of the programs available from Spitfire on the KFJC webpage at www.kfjc.org. That's www.kfjc.org. Look in the transmissions section and in the news and public affairs section. The KFJC website also has a suggested reading list. People in other parts of the country can listen to the regular One Step Beyond program that I do from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on KFJC at that website. That's www.kfjc.org. Once again, www.kfjc.org. Please note that we're now using a new web server on the KFJC website, so if you have bookmarked the old site, you'll have to re-bookmark it. That concludes this segment. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.